Social change facilitator Kila Zamora began the process of defining what social equity means in Park City, something that is defined differently by each community. Before the council does anything, Zamora says it's important to start by creating a foundation.
So we go all the way back and we have to explore what do we want social equity to entail? Why are we choosing that language? How will that affect our community? And then we start looking at then what approaches do we want to use? How do we want to engage the community? How do we want the community to be centered in the conversations? How do we think about positioning our own social power and allowing other people's powers to come forward? Who do we get to the table? And once we start answering some of those bigger questions, then we can start developing these how guides. Like, let's now talk about how we convene, why we're going to convene, how we want this to happen, who do we want to hire to help us do this, and how much of it should we be taking on ourselves as a city, and how much of it should we be thinking about bringing more folks involved so we can take it on as a collective.
During the discussion, Zamora told council that throwing money at social equity is not going to fix the problem.
You can't just fix social equity like you can a broken leg. You can't just ask for a technical change to it. It's really about developing outcomes with the community. That the process of developing outcomes is an outcome in itself. And through that process, we're going to go and make a change. But even when that change happens, there's still how we enact it, how we live by it, how we think about it. I like to just, in the most simplest way, think you can't legislate love.
To positively impact social inequity, Zamora says you have to build a community that provides an environment for people to build relationships.
How do we think about better transportation so they can see their neighbors more often, or fresh water, or look at food deserts, or what's really underneath the social fabric of building a really strong, fair, beautiful, pluralistic community?
There are those who want a magic bullet and offer one-size-fits-all type of solutions.
Every community is unique. Park City is unique. They have a lot of empowered humans here that have been thinking about how you build community up for a very long time, and their answers are going to look very different than a self-help book. So we have to really say that the people of Park City have the answers to building social equity, but we have to believe it and then get them to the table to help inform us on that process.
Zamora says social equity isn't the end goal for council. It's about building a vision for Park City that says there are a lot of different people who ought to live and thrive in this community. He says when that happens, it creates a special community.
So they have a longer-term vision that when we think about investing in our Latino, Latina, Latinx community, people with disabilities in their communities, people in poverty in their communities, the single mothers in their communities, it goes on and on. That when they're at the table, we all benefit from it. And to get to that, what was equally as impressive is that that meant that city council members, as they said, need to look at their own privileges, look at their own definitions of this work, check themselves and their own identity. And that's a really healthy sign from my perspective about how we're going to get to the right place.
The next steps include providing more information about social equity and asking more questions.
Our next steps with them is, are we on the same page with social equity? Now let's talk about what are the most equitable approaches? What's in the literature? What's the research say about when we're looking at working with marginalized communities? What approaches will we be using to ensure their voices are heard and that their voices make change towards filling the gaps of needs in our community?
Zamora says though the plan will be flexible as they move forward, there is one thing that must remain consistent: to have a common purpose that's focused on creating a healthy, thriving community for everyone. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.